This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great. Man, this is a competitive league, man. We're trying to position ourselves to be that team. We got a player with talent who hadn't had an opportunity to play, so we're going to potentially explore those things. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what Justin has done or has not done. Justin has been an asset to us, man. Last week, for example, man, his ability to utilize his legs by design and by ad-lib was a significant component of that game. He rushed for 50-plus yards and 2 touchdowns in-game, and so we're appreciative of that. We're appreciative of how he's taking care of the ball, but we're just looking at all the people at our disposal the same way that we do at any position. We acquired Terrell Edmonds a number of weeks back, who we have a history with, and as soon as we got him up to speed and got comfortable, we started considering ways to utilize his talents. That's what you do in this thing. You better have your foot on the gas at all times. You better look to divide the labor up in the most appropriate way based on who's available to you and healthy, and that's just simply what we're going to do.
Yeah, Terrell Edmonds not quite the same as quarterback of one of the flag-bearing franchises in the National Football League, but it's the beginning of that quote that I want to start with from Mike Tomlin today. Look, yesterday was big reaction day. Starkey, Becko, Pony, Muller, all y'all on Twitter, phone lines, text lines. Did Mike Tomlin make the right choice? First of all, he didn't name Russell Wilson the starter for Sunday against the Jets. He did not do that. Now, I think reasonable people can agree that's what looks like is happening, and Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network reporting that it is going to be Russell Wilson against Aaron Rodgers in a matchup of 35-plus-year-old quarterbacks. That quote from Tomlin really stuck out to me. We've been really good at times, not to be confused with great. We could do the reaction. We could do, wow, if it is Russell Wilson, is it the right choice? Boy, did Justin Fields get screwed here. That happened all day yesterday. It was riveting radio. Listen, basically all day. I thought a lot about this last night, Doran. If Mike Tomlin really is trying to get this team to a place where it's great, and Russell Wilson is the guy now moving forward, I hope that means you're going to throw the ball an awful lot. Not Mike Leach air raid, not greatest show on turf, not Peyton Manning 55 touchdowns with the Denver Broncos, but to win Super Bowls, you have to throw the football. Look at who wins the Super Bowl. It's a quarterback that can throw the ball. And the Steelers with Justin Fields, for all the good that he's done, and they're 4-2, and while all he's done with his legs, they're throwing at 165 yards a game. You're not going to win the Super Bowl that way. So if it is going to be Russell Wilson, I'm okay with it if they have a real, legitimate commitment to throwing the football with excellence. That's how you win championships. It can't just be Russell Wilson's our guy and you hand it off 40 times a game. If Russell Wilson is the guy, there needs to be serious growth in the passing game. And then you know what? I guess I can be okay with it.
In order to do that, the offense will have to look different. It would have to change a little bit. And are they capable of doing that with the assets that they have around Russell Wilson? I totally agree with you. We talked about this really just, you know, to start preparing for the show.
Yeah.
Like, it has to look different if this is the decision you're going to make, because you know the biggest asset and the biggest thing that Justin Fields brings to the table is his legs, and you're going to lose that. Mike Tomlin even made a joke almost yesterday and kind of was like, before the question even got you know, out of, I think it was Brooks' mouth.
It was, yeah.
He was like, you know, Russ, yeah, no, he's not, he can't move like Justin Fields. And obviously he can't. And Justin Fields is one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the league. But it does have to look different. And I don't know if it will. I don't know if you have the time to make it look different. Maybe they already have a separate offense that's in place that they've been holding off on. But if that is the case, then why wouldn't you let Justin do that? Like, has he shown you that much negative throwing the football that you wouldn't open up the offense like you possibly could with Russell Wilson, as you possibly should with Russell Wilson on Sunday? Like, why not let Justin operate that way?
He sure as bleep hasn't shown me that he can't. He had a three-play series in the game on Sunday where, woo, ball wasn't going where he wanted it to go. It was kind of Yips-like, right? We saw in the Dallas game, he could have hit Connor Hayward in stride, didn't. He could have put a better ball on Darnell Washington, didn't. Even the drop on Van Jefferson, I think he could have given him a little bit more of a chance. Two of those three plays still could have been made, by the way, but we've seen some inaccuracy from Fields. We've also seen the Chargers game, where he picked them apart in the second half. Late in the Indianapolis game, the legs were a part of it, but also he's throwing BBs out there. I haven't seen enough from Justin Fields to think, oh, he can't tear teams apart through the air. So I would start Justin Fields this weekend. We talked about that Monday. We talked about that yesterday. We talked about it before the game. We would keep going with Justin Fields. I am a little encouraged by the way Tomlin spoke yesterday, though. We've been really good at times, not to be confused with great. When they fired Matt Canada last year, they were 6-4. Mike Tomlin has often said, and he said it after the game on Sunday, that winning is the job. Well, he's now showing us, or at least saying, and kind of showing if it is going to be Russell Wilson on Sunday, that it's not just winning, it's the way they win. And if that's really what he believes, that's encouraging to me. Like, it's not good enough just to be 4-2. It wasn't good enough just to be 6-4, because you can see that the team's got real flaws. If they're interested in winning, for lack of a better word, sexier, because that's more projectable, because you can feel like that gives you a chance to do more in January, then even though I want it to be Justin Fields, I can't fault a guy for going with the quarterback that he thinks not only gives you a better chance to win, but helps you win the way that you think you need to win come January.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
They really, really, and only they would really know. Like, you can go watch practice and you could cover the team, but only Mike Tomlin and that coaching staff knows the ins and outs of the day-to-day of practice, of the different periods. They have to really have seen something, honestly, consistently in practice to make them feel that this is the right decision. And it has to, like, there's no doubt in my mind, if Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback on Sunday night, there's no doubt in my mind that it was night and day in practice compared to Justin Fields, because you wouldn't make this move if it wasn't. And I mean, you read a quote that Tony Dungy said whenever he was here last week with the Dallas game, saying that, you know, the way that Russell Wilson was throwing this and that, we said that last week. It has to be night and day in practice, which makes me feel comfortable, because Mike Tomlin, I know that he makes decisions, and we talk about, you know, some of the timing of the decisions, but this one right now, whenever you're winning and you have a quarterback that only has thrown one interception, has 10 touchdowns on the season, and is a huge asset in the run game, for you to possibly sit him down for another quarterback, it has to look like, okay, varsity and JV.
I would agree with that, because you're playing a Jets team that is 2-4 and clearly hasn't set the world on fire. They are very good at getting after the quarterback, and you've got Sauce Gardner there on the back end. Their pass defense, their pass rush, probably the best parts of the defense. Where do they suck? Stopping the run. And so I would think Justin Fields adding another element in that run game, and the way that Najee Harris played last week, you would want to keep running with that. But that they're not does tell me what you're saying. they've seen enough from Russell Wilson throughout the entire process, maybe going all the way back to OTAs, mini camp, training camp, all that fun stuff, even though he was hurt, that, yeah, he's just a cut above.
Right.
In what is more important in today's NFL, that's the throwing game, getting it to the right person, getting it out quick for the hot routes. I know that's not been his strength in his career. He does take more sacks even than Fields, but he does know where to go with the ball in the passing game. At least that's what they have to be seeing. Because this would be an odd time to do it if you're not seeing a clear difference between the two quarterbacks.
It has to be.
And I'm not one of these guys who, oh, the coach is doing it, the coach is saying it, that must mean he's right because he's closer to it. No, coaches make bad decisions all the time. I'm just a guy behind a microphone, but it's my job to call out when I think they're making bad decisions. I would go with Fields. But I do think you're right that clearly they're seeing something from Russ that must be night and day different than what they're seeing with Justin Fields. Because if not, it doesn't make much sense.
No.
Again, I am encouraged by the words that came out of Tomlin's mouth yesterday. We've been really good at times. Not to be confused with great. Mike Tomlin last year, well, Art Rooney the second last year gets rid of Matt Canada. Being 6-4 winning football games wasn't enough. This year, 4-2, winning football games doesn't seem like it's enough. It seems like they want to win closer to the modern style of how you got to win in the NFL.
And you kind of look at the games, too, that you did lose this year so far. And you think to yourself, like, if Russ was in there and if we did the things that we think that he's capable of doing and then our offense is a little bit different and operating differently, do we win those games? Probably.
I think they win the Dallas game if Fields puts a couple of those balls that we talked about where they're supposed to be. And I do think one of the things that Russell Wilson brings to the table that Justin Fields has not done consistently is the accuracy portion of things. He throws a better deep ball. We've seen really good ones from Fields this year. We've also seen some really bad ones. That's something Russ does in his sleep. Connor Hayward probably waltzes into the end zone if they call the play similarly. Now, do they put up as good of an offensive performance last week with Russell not able to run the way that Fields does? I don't know. It's tough to go back and relitigate the thing. They did get a blocked punt and three turnovers. They probably still put up points. It just looks different. There's probably a couple of sacks that he takes. So you're not getting a complete guy, I think, with Fields, and you're not getting a complete guy with Russ. But if this is all about throwing the football more and better, it's not what I would do, but at least I can understand it and I'm encouraged by it. How do you feel, Steelers Nation? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. If it is Russell Wilson on Sunday, that does not mean you won't see Justin Fields. Why do we think that? Well, Mike Tomlin said that. We'll play it. We'll react. We'll have fun. Because it's all about fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun.
Scenario where you utilize both quarterbacks on Sunday night?
Certainly, there's a scenario. There could have been a scenario where that could have occurred last week.
So if it is Russell Wilson on Sunday, and I think it will be, doesn't mean you won't see Justin Fields. Something we talked about yesterday, something we talked about going into the season. When you've got a weapon like Justin Fields, an athlete like Justin Fields who can also throw the ball, then you would be stupid to not use him. I bet you Russ starts the game. I bet you he plays about the first quarter, let him get into a rhythm, figure it out, see what he can do in the passing game. Play action should get better, by the way. Steelers run the second most play action in the NFL, and yet their yards per attempt, yards per play on play action, among the lowest in the NFL. That's one of Russ's big strengths. So I think you do a lot of that early, and then once Russ gets comfortable in the flow, maybe the Jets feel like they've got a beat on what the Steelers are going to do, bang, you throw Justin Fields out there. Maybe for a series even, or a series of three plays, or a key third down, something like that, just to keep the Jets off balance.
Yeah. I mean, but the play action doesn't work because guys don't get open, too. So guys got to get open.
Truth.
Like Russ can elevate the play of this receiving core a little bit. I mean, mentally, you can't do anything physically. So, like, on the physical side, these guys, you know, they've had a hard time getting open. So, and then this offensive line, when they're holding up with play action, like that's the only reason why that, you know, you could possibly question this decision, if it does happen, is that whenever, you know, Justin Fields is back there, he can escape and kind of mask over some of the issues of the offensive line. But if guys do get open even just a little bit more, it could benefit for Russ in the play action game. Yeah, for sure.
Man.
But I do like what you're saying. Like, let him get into a rhythm, let him get going, and then catch him off guard and throw Justin Fields on a third and one or in the red zone or, you know, a special, you know, area type play so he can still be an asset to the offense.
It makes the Steelers harder to prepare for.
Absolutely.
That's why I think Tomlin wants to go with Wilson on Sunday, but why say it on Tuesday? That's the thing I didn't factor in yesterday. When my prediction was, oh, he's going to come out and have to flatly name a starter. Well, why would you? Why would you? You got the Jets coming to town. They just got Devontae Adams. I don't think they were awful in the game against the Bills. I think they're better than their record indicates. Why make it easy on them? It's going to be Russell Wilson. Well, no, you got two quarterbacks now that they've got to prepare for. And they might have been doing that anyhow, but why name them?
Well, this is exactly what it did before the Falcons game with Raheem Morris, remember?
Yep.
I mean, before Russell Wilson was ruled, you know, out, that he was like, yeah, you're going to see both.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that's makes absolutely a ton of sense.
Gamesmanship, Doran Dickerson.
Yes.
I want to get back to your play action theory, because I think that's more than theory. I think that's a football guy talking about football stuff, and it makes a ton of sense to me, Doran. Guys aren't getting open. Even Pickens, he's open because he's big, but he's not like the most pristine route runner that there is. So you don't have a lot of separation out there. How much of a difference will it be with Russell Wilson when you're at the line of scrimmage and you have a beat on what coverage you think they're going to have, and now you can change the play at the line of scrimmage? When Justin Fields was seeing stuff out there, he's seeing stuff and, okay, we know what play's called. I think I might know what they're doing. I can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
It might help guys get open when you got dudes in motion, you feel like you're getting man coverage, now I'm going to call a man beater at the line of scrimmage. That could help, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, but it also, like, it's one thing to audible out of a play and into another play based off of what you see at quarterback, but it's another thing to, you know, have guys in the right spot to get open. And I think that Russ can do that. Like, you have to be able to understand what you're doing. Like, if Russ understands it, which he does better than anybody, that's great. But everybody else has to understand it as well.
Yeah.
And get the method to the to the madness here. So what they're doing right now is, I guarantee Russ is like, George, come on, watch this film with me. And then after practice, George, watch this film with me. Hey, Van, come watch this film. Pat, Pry, come watch this film with me. If we get this look, I know that we can audible into another play. We will audible into another play, but you know what? Hey, Pat, if you're in line, flex out a little bit. Like, he could do those things. Like, hey, don't get in a 3-point stance. Flex out so you can widen the backer out that's on you man on man, so you can actually have a different route to go, and it's easier access for you to get off the ball. Like, those little things do matter. That it's not a slight to Justin Fields. It's just, you know, we're talking calculus right now. And it's like, hey, George on the outside. Okay, hey, check. We're going to get in this. I see man coverage on the defensive side, and we have this play called. And George, you know what the route you're running. Hold on, George. Slide down a little bit, because I know that you need to run an out route, so let me give you some room to do that. And then everybody's like, oh, okay. Like, that makes, well, oh, wow, that's a lot easier. Those are the things that Russ can actually do.
And I hope that that's what we see. I think we're going to see a lot of that get up to the line of scrimmage stuff that you're talking about. And I'm guessing that that's what it's going to look like this week in the film room. I really do think all of those things. I hope it comes out on the field to where you go, okay, this actually looks like a more grown-up passing attack. Again, to take nothing away from Justin.
No.
I feel like I got to say this every segment.
Yeah, we do.
I would start Justin Fields. But if it's going to be Russ, and we think it's going to be Russ, I'd like to see a grown-up, consistent passing attack. Because we've seen a lot of flashes. A lot of flashes from Fields. He threw for 300 yards in a game. He picked apart the Chargers' defense. We've seen a good passing attack at times. I want to see an adult passing attack, and I want to see it consistently. If you're going to play Russ, that's what I want to see consistently. People texting in, very odd to bring back the passing quarterback versus the second-best pass team that has locked down every quarterback this year. Well, if you are more threatening throwing the ball downfield, that's going to help you run the ball too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Justin Fields being the added guy you have to account for can help the running game. But we still see every week safeties crashing down
right
at the snap every single play. And Fields was inconsistent hitting the deep ball. Russ should be able to hit it more consistently, which, okay, you throw and you can open up the run a little bit more.
And also, they might think that they're going to get into a race here with Aaron Rodgers. And like the way to keep up with that race and seeing what they did last week, I know that they, or the other day, I know that they lost, but they were... They were throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And guys were getting open. And that game felt like a fast game at a point. They know that if they want to keep up, they're going to need to throw the ball to keep up with Aaron Rodgers based off of what they probably seen last week.
Well said.
Seriously.
Especially first half. And Rodgers, they didn't capitalize on some opportunities in the second half. I thought they moved the ball at times, though. Neither team scored in the second half. It looked ugly, again, at times. But you saw enough from Rodgers to go, yeah, he can get you. I mean, he still throws with anticipation and pinpoint accuracy. And, you know, I think they might have won the game if maybe a future Steeler, Mike Williams, runs the right route. Now, I don't know that I would have thrown him under the bus the way that Rodgers did, but...
Well, he knew that his boy was coming.
Yes, he did. Texter, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. I don't think this is one of those situations.
It's not.
Whenever it comes down to Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky, and you go, oh, who are we going to play? Or Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky, oh, who's it going to be? Or Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, you got two quarterbacks, you might not have one. But you're talking about a guy that led the Steelers, helped lead the Steelers to a 4-2 record versus the guy that they wanted to start all offseason. So I don't think this is one of those classic, if you've got two, you don't have one. 412-928-9370. Much more on the quarterback, obviously, as we move forward here in the program. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. I don't think these things are mutually exclusive, but I think it's an interesting conversation. What's more important for the Steelers in 2024, winning a playoff game or seeing if Fields can be the guy? Now, I think Fields could lead them potentially to a playoff win, but what's more important, finding the guy? Winning a playoff game. Talk about that more coming up at 7 o'clock. But, we gone now 30 minutes. There's all this wide receiver stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
At times, we've gotten open. At times, we haven't. That's just a function of football. Say what you will about, you know, that. I just think that's always a component of football. There's always, you know, plays left out there for a variety of reasons.
Mike Tomlin talking about the wide receivers, whether they're getting open or not. Steelers fans were mad yesterday online that Davante Adams will be playing on Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium, just not for the Steelers, which is weird because you flip on WFAN in New York and here's the conversation they were having.
This is so predictable.
Yeah.
It's so predictable. You wake up today, you get the Reddick news, which we're going to get to later on anyway, but you hear the Reddick news. Okay, now his agents are requesting a trade or whatever. The Jets said that they
gave him
permission to trade. Fine. What do you think's going to happen then? You know what's going to happen. They're going to go try to get Davante Adams. Like, that's going to solve everything. You're 2-4. You're a dysfunctional mess. A wide receiver past his prime, even though he's Aaron Rodgers' best buddy or whatever, is not going to fix it. I'm sorry, it's not.
So Steelers fans mad and New York people are mad. I'm guessing Raiders fans not super happy. So is anybody happy?
I understand that they're 2-4 and there's a lot of turmoil going on in that organization. You just fired your coach and you just demoted your offensive coordinator. But, like, at least they're trying.
Exactly.
At least they're trying. And I know that, you know, the Steelers, they tried with Ayuk, they've tried with Davante Adams, they probably tried with other receivers, but it still hasn't gotten done. It hasn't got done. At least the Jets got it done.
Exactly right. That's exactly my thought.
At least the San Francisco 49ers got it done.
Yep.
Like, how could you, like,
the Bills got it done.
The Bills got it done. Like, I mean, Steelers didn't get it done.
My issue is not that the Steelers didn't get Amari Cooper. The Browns weren't going to trade him to the Steelers. That was not going to happen. If it did, the Steelers are going to have to overpay for that. Like, there's a different cost to doing business, I would think, in division with the Browns. So that was never going to happen. I'm wondering if the Devontae Adams thing was just never going to happen either, because seems like they let him go where he wanted to go because it wasn't a giant return that they got in that deal. A conditional third round pick, like, that's something the Steelers could have given up. Even if he winds up being an 11 game rental, I'm guessing they would have given that up, but weren't really given the option because Devontae wanted to go to the New York Jets. It's not an issue for me that they didn't get either of these guys. The issue is, we all knew what the issue was going to be, number two or one wide receiver, and we knew for a long time during the offseason that it was going to be a problem, and now it is a problem, and I can't stand when the obvious thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you cross the street and you don't look both ways and you get hit by a bicycle, well, is that the bicyclist's fault or is that your fault for not doing the thing you were supposed to do? Probably yours. So the Steelers didn't look both ways here, I guess is what I'm saying, Doran. This was the most predictable problem in the world, and now they've got it, and they have no one to blame but themselves for putting all their eggs in the Aiyuk basket.
Well, yeah, and they created this problem. The whole Deontay Johnson, we've been through this a bunch of times, and obviously Deontay Johnson wasn't, a great locker room guy, and they just wanted to part ways with him, and they knew they were going to create a hole, and they didn't have, they had a plan B, but they just didn't execute the plan B. Like, I mean, they created this.
They did.
So, hey, I, the whole time we were thinking, like, okay, like, there is going, something's going to happen. Like, people are even saying now, Mike Williams is going to be available. They wanted to work him out, and then he chose to go to the Jets. Like, and we're going to do this too. There's other receivers out there. I don't think that they're going to do anything. I don't think they're going to get anything done for the whole season. This is going to be their core. I mean, what are they going to do?
The names now don't tickle you the way Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, or Brandon Aiyuk did.
Don't just get a guy to get a guy.
I think if they got Mike Williams, that is the absolute definition of getting a guy to get a guy.
Yes.
The only reason I said I'm on the Mike Williams choo-choo train is because I think that's what they would do. Not that I'm saying Mike Williams is a great player. Is he an upgrade over what they got? Yeah, maybe. I think there's a lot of guys that are an upgrade over what they got. Does he move the needle? Does he change the trajectory of this football team? Mike Williams. No, I don't think so.
So you're telling the New York Jets that are 2-4, if they were to trade away Mike Williams, that tells you what they think of him and the Jets think of him.
Oh, he's hadn't been playing a lot. Rodgers have crushed him.
Crushed him.
I think he's got 10 catches on the year.
He's not doing anything here.
No, and whenever he's good even... Like, if you got the best version of Mike Williams, you're always waiting for him to get hurt. That's been the story of his entire career. This isn't a guy that takes you from being a 10-win team to a 12-win team, an 11-win team to being a 13-win team. He's just not. Now, that's one name, and I really do think it's going to happen, man, that it's going to be Mike Williams for like a 7th-round pick just because they showed interest before, and that's how they do business, right? They love Fields in the pre-draft process. They bring in Justin Fields. They talk about it all the time.
They do.
Mike Williams, I think, is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and just because I'm predicting it to be so doesn't mean that I think that this is a good move. Other guys who are available, probably, because you start looking at teams that are out of it. We did this exercise off the air. Which teams are out of it 6 weeks in? Well, the Browns, they just traded Amari Cooper. All right, you look at the Giants. They're going nowhere fast. Darius Slayton could be made available. I think he's a legitimate number two. He would help this team. He's not a great player, but I think he's a good player. Adam Thielen's a guy that you've talked about. I think he's still on IR, but you have 3 weeks until the deadline. Christian Kirk, they got a bad situation going on down there. DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe Cooper Kupp. Those are the names you're looking at right now. Among that group, I don't know that I have a favorite. DeAndre Hopkins makes maybe the least sense, because he's not, at this age, a guy that's a separator.
No. He's old. Cooper Kupp, I mean, if you had your pick, if he's healthy.
That's the rub there on him, too. It should never have got to this point.
Exactly.
Now, you say you don't think they're going to address it. I don't know that they're going to address it in a super meaningful way. I do think it's important to note that they have their bye week right there at the deadline. So, I don't know, that gives Omar some flexibility. That gives them an opportunity, I guess. I think they'll get something done. But does Thielen change the trajectory of the team? Did they need a big guy, a big-time guy like Devontae, like a Cooper Kupp?
I think with Fields, yes. Russ, maybe no. I don't know. Like, I mean, Russ has made the Doug Baldwins of the world, the Jermaine Curses of the world, really good receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how this whole quarterback situation is going to pan out. But do you just want guys for rentals right now? And what's your goal? Like, I think that they will say that they're comfortable with this receiver room, and they're going to ride with it. I really think so, because they would have gotten something done already with one of those other guys. They would have tried to entice and try to entice a team to trade those guys. I'm not saying that they haven't been on the phones, but they would have gotten something done by now.
I still can't believe they didn't get anything done coming into the season. Because this is a bad spot to be in. You need something. Teams know you need something. You got to wait till teams fall out of it. And then you get to a point where the teams know you're desperate because you're in season. Like, you make a trade in the off season, I think you might have to give up less, because if you're Omar Khan, you say, all right, we'll just run the ball. We'll play defense, blah, blah, blah. Well, now everyone in the world knows what's going on here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
One more interesting name, perhaps. Seattle won 3 straight, then they lost 3 straight. They got a new young coach. If it were Pete Carroll, they're never giving up on anything, and they'd probably be in it until the end. I'm not so sure what's going on with them. Got a couple of weeks until the deadline. I wonder, because they've got Metcalf, because they've got Jaxon Smith and Jigba, because they've got Noah Fant, they've got Jake Bobo, whom apparently they love and want to keep getting him involved. I do wonder if Lockett at some point might be available. You don't like him?
No, I like him.
You just don't know if he's available.
I just think that he's a Seattle guy. Like, I think he's going to retire there. I don't know. I just feel like
one-helmet kind of dude.
Yep.
Maybe he wants to get back with Russell Wilson the same way Adams wanted to get back with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. This is the spitballing portion of the show. And I love that the NFL trade deadline's become a thing. Dude, back when you were playing, it wasn't that big of a deal.
No,
like, back when Doug Whaley, who's going to join us from 9 until 10, was the GM, it wasn't a huge thing. And now it's become every bit what MLB, NHL, NBA trade deadlines have been. Here's a text. Nobody wants to come here and play wide receiver and catch the ball for 6 yards at a time. That's why Adams wanted to go to Green Bay. I just think Amari Cooper, the situation is clear to me. It's the Browns. They're not sending him here. And I think the situation has more to do with Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers than slighting the Steelers. I'm not saying that wide receivers want to come here, but in this particular circumstance, I think the Steelers could be averaging 40 points per game, and he still wants to go play with his guy.
There's no doubt.
Your thoughts on any, all of these wide receivers that we've talked about? Anybody stick out to you? 412-928-9370. There's a guy that always comes up on the text line, and I'm not really sure what has happened with him, Doran. We'll bring him up next, but we'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. A reminder, PetFest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contest, and get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. Oh, 50-minute mark on The Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in East South Hills. We'd love to talk to you on The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, first segment, more important to find out about the future at the quarterback position or win a playoff game this year? It's also the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. The results fairly split. We'll talk about it when we come back. There's a wide receiver people always text us about, Doran. Hunter Renfrow. Look, we talked about that last year. Would have made sense. I mean, he came off a 1,000-yard season. I think it was going into last year. And I would have loved that. That he has not been signed tells me something's up there.
Right.
So that's not your answer. I'd rather see Roman Wilson get more than five snaps than go out and get Hunter Renfro.
Right. He's a slot player, too. So it's just a, you know, it's a unique signing. He's not an outside guy, and he's been, you know, he hasn't played.
I'm not sure if I would. No, I am sure. I'm not taking a guy who doesn't know the offense who's a slot receiver over Calvin Austin right now.
Right. Nope.
Calvin Austin had a long touchdown. I mean, I'm at least intrigued. There's been good at punt return. Missed me with the Hunter Renfro stuff. Cordarrelle Patterson, who I'd love to see get back and healthy because he can really help this team. He tweeted out, "I'm the starting quarterback this week, so y'all can relax." Damn. I've grown to really love this guy, man. Mm-hmm. He also tweeted at Mike Williams, the aforementioned Mike Williams, "Heard them boys trying to get you out of New York. Eyeballs, eyeballs, eyeballs."
He's been trying to recruit a Devontae, too.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. That's social media. Now, what is not social media is taking Tomlin's face and putting it on Osama bin Laden's face. And
I hope that he was hacked or something.
Yeah, this is Deshaun Elliott, who's been very good for the Steelers this year. Been very good. He put Osama bin Tomlin and took Tomlin's face and put it on bin Laden. With the Photoshop.
Against the Jets.
Not a good look, guy.
That's not good.
Not a good look.
Jeez.
But yeah, CP, funny. Like that. Like that a lot. People are texting in DK Metcalf. Yeah.
Would love to have DK Metcalf, but they're not going to give him up.
To answer a question from the last segment, like those guys that were mentioned, the Slaytons, the Thielens, the Christian Kirks of the world, like they don't move the needle, obviously, as much as a Metcalf, as much as an Ayuk, as much as a Cooper, as much as an Adams. And I still think the Steelers do need a wide receiver one.
Same.
So, yeah, getting a guy like Slayton helps your football team, no doubt. But if you had a Devontae Adams, now Pickens is your two. That is transformational.
Well, I mean, you have a Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson's your two?
They got a problem coming their way on Sunday night, I think, Doran.
Yes, they do.
Like, curious to see what Wilson is going to bring to the table. Anxious is a word that we were talking about before the show because I still wanted it to be Fields. But I am curious to see what he looks like. I am not looking forward to Breece Hall and Devontae Adams, who's magically healed, and Garrett Wilson, who's super dynamic. I mean, the list goes on. They might have the best skill position players in the NFL on their team.
Yes.
I mean, now, their line sucks, but they got really good skill position guys and a quarterback who knows how to get them the football. Texter, D-Hop for a late rounder, Doran? Worthwhile or too old?
Too old.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Absolutely.
Please, come on down.
Really good wide receiver.
Would pay you $30 million a year 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he solves their problems.
Nope.
They should probably bench Levi. What's his name?
Levis.
Levi.
Do you know what happened there?
Wait, no, what did happen there? I don't.
My mom and my mother-in-law were going to go in and buy me a Zach Frazier jersey for my birthday, but I bought one for myself because I'm like that. And my mom said, "What do you want?" I said, "I want some Levi's slim fit jeans, 32-32, baby. That's what I want for my birthday." And I was looking up Levi sizes and washes during one of the breaks. What's his name? Levis.
Will.
Should be benched. Stinks. Put in Mason Rudolph. Choo choo. All right, coming up next, what is more important? What's a goal that you would rather see achieved this year? Do you want to learn if Justin Fields is the franchise quarterback, or would you rather the Steelers win a playoff game? I don't think those are mutually exclusive, but for the purposes of this conversation, they will be. So what do you want to see? 412-928-9370. That's our Twitter poll. You can also call in, and best caller gets two tickets to Dave Matthews on November 15th at PPG Paints Arena. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.